Throughout the years, we have never interfered. We have watched. Unguided.
NerdErotic.com.
Hasn't been the best couple of weeks for Kevin Feige. We have the ScarJo lawsuit, which just recently got its public backing from Scarlet Witch herself, Elizabeth Olsen. You go, girl. You get your cheddar. Yesterday, Letitia Wright injured herself on the set of Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And let's be honest, she looks like she could injure herself getting out of bed. Eat a cheeseburger, girl. That being said, I hope she's okay. And a couple of days ago, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer leaked, leading it to be released officially, and it showed how much interest the general public had in Shang-Chi and the Eternals, which was none at all. And now it looks like one of those films is reliant on the other, which isn't good news for Marvel. Now, we know both of those films, as it stands right now, aren't going to be released in China, and it looks like one of them might not be released in America, at least until next year. Yesterday, there was a rumor that Venom, Let There Be Carnage was going to be delayed till 2022. Now, that has since been debunked, but there is still some speculation in Hollywood circles that the Eternals might get delayed if Shang-Chi flops. From the dependably shill, comicbook.com, Eternals release delay reportedly dependent on Shang-Chi box office performance. Well, that's getting delayed. The shuffling at the box office isn't over just quite yet. Tuesday afternoon, word began to spread that Sony's Venom, Let There Be Carnage, will soon be delayed to the January 2022 date currently held by Jared Leto's Morbius. And again, that has been debunked by Sony, but, well, I'll say as a resident of California, I am of the opinion the only reason there isn't poke passports all around and we're not all locked down and required to wear masks inside of our house while we're alone is because there's a recall election going on in California right now. And both Hollywood and Newsom, who Hollywood backs 100%, and that's a video for another day, think they have a solution to this problem that we'll get into later in the video. It's in that same report by Vulture that suggests some other major tentpoles could move should the box office not right itself soon. Well, why isn't it righting itself? Why are people staying away from the movie theater? Is it my Delta Epsilon Omega variant? Or have they just gotten out of the habit of going to the movie theaters and maybe they won't get back into that habit? Maybe they've found better things to do than sit through a two-hour film that's probably going to preach at them only to go home and see the same people who are in that film on social media shaming them for wanting to protect things like personal freedom. I am positive a certain percentage of people are staying away from the movie theater because of the Delta variant, and the studios have themselves to blame because most of them are subsidiaries to corporations who have been peddling fear porn for over the last year. I'm about 100 miles away from Hollywood here in Southern California. My family and I have gone to movies almost every weekend on opening weekend, and we have been in empty movie theaters. Yet when we go to the grocery store or Home Depot, those places are packed. Ah, garbage tier. While Vulture expects some movies, to hold their release date, I'm just reading what's written, the site labels Dune and Paramount's Top Gun Maverick, which I am looking forward to, as blockbusters expected to stay steady. Others are still up in the air. In fact, the report specifically states if Shang-Chi has less than stellar results during its opening weekend, insiders suggest Disney could quickly pull Eternals from the schedule while waiting for consumer confidence to return to pre-pandemic heights. Hate to break this to you, and I made a couple of videos on this subject about 8 months ago. That's not happening. The billion-dollar blockbusters days might be over, especially as the Marvel garbage starts to pile up. Even the consumer has their limits. Previous box office tracking for Shang-Chi, and yes, I call it Shang-Chi. I've been calling him Shang-Chi for 40 years, and I'm not going to change now. Pegs, like Pegger Carter, the Destin Daniel Cretton film as a $55 million earner during its opening weekend, around $25 million shy of what Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow made in the same time period. The same movie that Scarlett Johansson is suing Marvel over. As Disney's first theatrical exclusive release of a tentpole film during the late pandemic and mid-vaccine era, by the way, this is an experiment of the 45-day window, which star of Shang-Chi. Simu Liu misunderstood and thought Bob Chapek was throwing shade on his movie, so he decided to throw Bob Chapek under the bus. Now, I don't know what he was trying to accomplish with this other than using his character Shang-Chi as a platform.
An interesting few, you know, months where I've had to, you know, embrace all of the aspects of being a Marvel superhero. And yes, it was an incredible experience to shoot, but also, you know, it's given me this incredible platform.
And I can hear the conversation now between Simu, his representation, and the boss. And they're saying, yes, Simu, we want you to jump on any opportunity where somebody steps out of line, says the wrong thing, where you can use that and twist that into some sort of victimization virtue signal to help us get some free marketing for the cultural moment that we're trying to create here with Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. Just don't do it with us, dude. And yes, I sense Disney wants to repeat the same success as they had with Black Panther, some of the best marketing I have ever seen in my life for a very average film at best. Oh, listen to these geniuses. This will be a true stress test of where movie-going sentiment and comfort levels are at heading into the fall season, box office pros Sean Robbins wrote in his analysis. I don't know what would be a better stress test than, I don't know, all of the economy being open in America and it being the summer blockbuster season. And it's been an absolute, well, dismal failure. Although, again, I see people out and about. People are traveling. Vegas looked pretty crowded. I was just there. But the spin continues. He added, recent moves to mandate vaccination passes in theaters across markets like New York City and Los Angeles could play an integral role in trends throughout the weeks ahead, potentially helping vaccinated moviegoers feel more safe to return. Wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense at all. If you got the poke, what do you have to worry about? That's the reason you got it, to not worry about the coup for anyone else having it, according to the authoritative sources and the experts, unless, of course, they were wrong. Now, as far as poke passports are concerned and needing them to go to a movie theater, Hollywood, do you actually believe that's going to increase the number of moviegoers? You are high. Black Widow has grossed around $500 million globally. Hashtag Black Widow lost money. $125 million of which has come from the movie's listing as a D-plus premier access offering. Now, I don't recall Disney coming out and announcing that they made $125 million the last time I checked, which was 5 minutes ago. It still says $60 million, so it looks like someone pulled that out of their Disney ass. In addition to debuting in theaters, the film was also available on D+. So, after hearing from the shills, I'm sorry, the reliable critics, that Shang-Chi was an absolute triumph, and I'm sure those built-in reviews are ready for the Eternals, it's crickets since the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer came out. And the trailer was all right, but it's not all good news on that front either. What was the big takeaway from the Shang-Chi trailers, aside from an Asian being attacked on a San Francisco bus, which is a day that ends in Y in San Francisco? It was the abomination having ears. Now, with the new Spider-Man trailer, the big takeaway is Doc Ock from a better Spider-Man movie. And it seems like everybody wants to forget about the Eternals, including Marvel. Let's not forget why this movie is even being made. Kevin Feige came out and admitted it. From Bounding Into Comics, Kevin Feige answered, well, the notion of switching up the genders, sexualities, and ethnicities of the characters from the comics was baked in initially until they gender and race swapped everyone, including ones they didn't need to. That was part of what Nate Moore was really advocating for in moving the Eternals to the top of the list for us to start working on. And if you look at the views on the respective trailers, that tells the story. The first Shang-Chi trailer is sitting at 21 million views, the second 18 million views. The Eternals looks similar, 24 million views from its first trailer, and that was really the first time we saw anything with the Eternals. Almost like they were hiding it. That was from 3 months ago. And from 6 days ago, we have 19 million views. Now let's go to the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer, which came out 2 days ago after the trailer leaked, and it's sitting at 46 million views. And the question has to be asked, if the Eternals is going to get delayed, then that would probably mean Spider-Man No Way Home is going to get delayed, which could lead to Ghostbusters being delayed, which breaks my heart because I heard it's pretty good, or Top Gun Maverick, or dare I even say it, Dune. Maybe Marvel's getting a little bit nervous because their built-in excuse for any possible failure isn't going to work, because there's a movie out there doing pretty good right now called Free Guy. I do need to mention Free Guy's success is also based on its low budget and some readjusted numbers. And I want you to consider the possibility that it might not be the fear of the Medelta variant, but it might be apathy. People are just tired of being bored to death and preached at. A few months back, the Oscar ratings tanked, and this is just more of the same. Sure, there's the Medelta variant. Sure, there's some insecurity with the economy, and there's also consequences. Hollywood has been pissing off a large portion of America and the rest of the world for the last few years, and now you're paying for it. And Hollywood's gonna have to wait with the rest of us. Like I said, the only reason, in my opinion, this state isn't locked down and there isn't mandates all over the place is because there's a recall election going on. So all eyes are on that recall election, because Hollywood's immediate future in the theater and possible entire future depends on that, and of all things, Shang-Chi. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe. It really does help. If you didn't like what you heard, I thank you for listening this long. I will see you in the next video.
NerdErotic.com. Please subscribe.